It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Powerful story today, and it has to do with the issue of giving grounds monitors in the Saratoga Springs School District guns. That was voted down, and now there was a meeting last night.
Last night's meeting was, I would say, the reaction to the move earlier this month by the board to decline to authorize these officers to carry weapons as they're working as grounds monitors. It was a packed house at the school board meeting at the high school, and dozens of parents lined up, including some students lined up too, to talk to the school board and make statements about their concerns about this decision to not arm them. It was a passionate, emotional period of time. There were, as I said, dozens of speakers. There was some cheering in support of them. And then when some parents spoke, there was some jeering going on too. So there was a lot of emotions going on. Also part of this was a mother of three kids in the school district who has organized a petition and a group called Saratoga Parents for Safer Schools. She hand-delivered 1,000 petitions asking the school board to reconsider this and to go ahead and arm the armed guards program. When she took the 1,000 petitions and dramatically hand-delivered them to the superintendent, she was cheered heavily. There was also some compelling statements made by some of the students. A sophomore student named Meg Messett, she's the president of the Republican Club on campus. She made a pretty dramatic statement where she compared her morning getting ready for school. She said, "It takes me about 11 minutes to get ready for school every morning." And she pointed out that in the most recent mass shooting in a school down in Florida earlier this year, that it took 11 minutes from the time that a shooter started going in and killing students to when the police got there. And she made some pretty dramatic statements along the lines of, she said, in those 11 minutes, students were dialing 911 and begging for their lives as they were murdered one by one. And she got a lot of support for that. So the school board sat through this meeting and received lots of these statements. The next steps in the process are really kind of uncertain at this point. A lot of the speakers also made it really clear to the school board that when the school board votes happen again in the spring, that they will be held accountable. There were basically threats saying, if you don't change this, you will be voted out of office. So at least a couple of the school board members have said that they're going to stand by their votes on this, but it's uncertain. It was a close vote when they did do this. It was 5-4, certainly vulnerable or potential to be changed.
On the heels of a debate that we at WAMC held with the candidates in the 19th Congressional District, of course, the major, John Faso, the Republican incumbent, Antonio Delgado, the Democrat, and the two other minor candidates, the endorsement came yesterday from President Trump for John Faso.
Yeah, I guess you could say it's the biggest tweet in the race so far, just how the president does these kind of things. He turns to Twitter, and he's on Twitter and gave a very favorable tweet endorsement for John Faso yesterday, where he talked about Faso saying he's worked hard and he's worked smart. This is, you know, sort of the latest development in this race that it seems to be tightening up as we get closer to Election Day. So 2 weeks away from Election Day. And the latest poll done by Spectrum News and Siena College that was released just a few days ago, it looks it's almost a near tie that they're looking at right now. Slight edge percentage-wise for support for Faso, the Republican, of 44% of respondents, 43% for Delgado, and then the most important probably there is 13% in the poll indicating they're undecided. So it seems to be wide open. The gentleman who runs the polls at Siena, Steve Greenberg, points out that you can call this race whatever cliche you want politically, a barn burner, a nail biter, a photo finish. So it's really going to come down to the nitty gritty at the end. It caught a lot of people's attention who are watching this very closely that the president decided to weigh in. This is one of these races that realistically on a national level from both sides of the political aisle are watching it. I think, you know, various people, Democrats are confident that Delgado could prevail and knock off the incumbent. And so I think the Republicans are probably paying a little bit more attention and that possibly led to the tweet endorsement by the president.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. There's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Miles, thank you.
Thank you, David.